Rue moved through the forest as quiet as a falling feather. He instinctively avoided the slender sticks and the first dry leaves of autumn that scattered across his path. His tall leather boots padded across the soil without making a mark. He passed between the branches and boughs of the trees as effortlessly as the wind. In the coming months, brittle leaves would blanket the forest floor, and such silent stalking would be impossible even for him. But he did it now without thought. He paused. 10 yards in front of him, a small brown and grey furred body leapt off a tree and scurried across the forest floor, a squirrel collecting acorns. Rue watched it, noting its unworried movement, and waited for it to gather its nut and vanish back up the trunk of a towering oak. When the squirrel climbed out of view, he moved again, passing unnoticed through the forest, his boots leaving no disturbance, no sign that the ranger had been there. For another 2 hours he trotted beneath the autumn canopy, the dapple light that reached the forest floor, reflecting the brilliant reds, oranges and yellows that burst amongst the green leaves like fireworks at the new year. Periodic stands of stoic pines held firm, their boughs the same green they were in the spring, the same green that they would be in the heart of winter. They were unchanging, like him, while the forest changed around them. He stopped and knelt. A nearly invisible track passed through the forest, a deer trail going from the stream that cut along the base of the ridge into the deeper reaches of the woods. Gently he moved aside leaves and sticks, placing them carefully out of the way as he studied the soft dirt. In a half-crouch, he moved along, following the tracks. Impressions from hooves dotted the forest floor. Some were old, some were recent. They showed the regular passage of large animals. There were other tracks, intermixed from smaller animals, taking advantage of the work the deer did keeping the pathway through the forest clear. And there, Rue found what he was looking for. An impression of 4 curled toes. He crab-walked along, confirming his hunch that the 4-toed creature, with its curious, loping gait, followed the path of the deer. The ranger touched the ground, feeling the moisture and the depth of the tracks. They were recent, left 2 or 3 hours prior, no more. Rue moved off the trail the forest creatures had left, and 1 dozen yards away found another set of tracks. More impressions from toes and the balls of the feet, no heels. His quarry was moving quickly, jogging along the front halves of their feet. They weren't just following the deer's trail. They had a scent. He moved 12 yards off the forest trail and found a third set of the 4-toed impressions. A pack on the hunt. He glanced up at the brightly coloured canopy above him, checking the progression of the sun. It was mid-afternoon with 3 hours of sunlight left. His quarry would pause to feast if they caught their prey, but otherwise there was not enough time for him to catch up before nightfall. He had the tracks, though. The ranger was on the hunt. Rue reached over his shoulder and checked the plain wooden hilt of his longsword, rattling it to make sure he could draw it cleanly. He shifted the pack on his back, moving the cloak he'd bundled and tied to the bottom so it was clear of the bone-handled hunting knife hanging from his belt. He bent and felt the 2 daggers that stuck up from the sides of his calf-high leather boots. Weapons in place, secure but ready to draw, he moved back to the deer trail and started along it, walking briskly but not so fast that he couldn't maintain stealth. He covered ground quickly, untiring. He was at home in the forest, and spent nearly every day moving through the citadel of oak and pine. He could maintain the ground-eating pace from dawn to dusk if he needed to, but after 1 hour he stopped. He'd found the corpse of a buck, or what was left of it. Its skin, torn and discarded, lay in stomach-churning piles. Bones, stripped of meat and then cracked and sucked clean of marrow, were tossed on top. The skull had been shattered like the shell of a nut, and the brains had been scooped out. 1 antler was still attached, the other was missing. Rue saw dark blood on the tip of the antler, and despite the grim scene, his lips curled upward. The animal had died messily, but not without a fight.